Hi, welcome to Two Towns Over. This show is made possible by our patrons. If you want to monetarily support the show, we're at patreon.com/twotownsover. If you can't support us financially, then you can support us algorithmically by liking, rating, and sharing. Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Screaming. I'm not screaming.
No. Capone is screaming.
Oh. Yeah, I was just making buzzing noises. Oh, so I guess we'll just go ahead and we'll just jump into it. We got to quit talking before we get started. We have no
cold. Who are we? What are we doing
I'm
here?
Why is this? Hey. Just because you took over for 1 week doesn't mean I forgot how to do my fucking job.
Who am I? Why am I here?
I don't know. Welcome, everybody, to Campfire Stories, Campfire Tales. Woo. I am Father Donathan.
I'm Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I'm Josh, also known as everyone's favorite cat dad.
Hello, friend. You're about halfway there. Come on.
So I found
I'm
this
the sound article. Your cat makes when they kill a bird.
I know. Yeah. He's like developed some separation anxiety, I think.
Couldn't fathom why.
So he like will run down the stairs and then get mad that he's not with me anymore.
I wonder what could have caused this.
Or like I had, you know, a friend over a few days ago and we came upstairs for activities and
hand holding and movie watching. Don't even worry about it.
And like
we shared
not 30
at the malt shop.
Yeah.
not 30 whole seconds after the activities had concluded, just were up there laying and hear. From yep. downstairs, like a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Whining.
100%. Alfie punches my door like a grown man. Like, it's wild.
So I found.
Anyway, what the hell are we here for?
We are here. I found an article. It's declassified CIA documents. So
yes.
Oh hell yeah!
Stuff that actually turned out to be real that our CIA did. Some of it's going to make you
like
laugh.
How there's so many mosquito. Sorry, you finish.
No, some of it's going to make you laugh. Some of it's going to piss you off. All of it's going to make you wonder why the hell we pay taxes to these people.
This is legally the next thing I say is a joke. Quote, I don't, unquote.
go ahead.
The CIA is why there are so many mosquitoes in Georgia. Just straight up.
Yeah.
Yep. Part of a set of experiments on, like, basically studying how bioweapons could be used against U.S. citizens.
So,
cool. Yeah.
Probably won't do all of them because there's 19, and I know we tend to go off tangent.
There's so many more. There's so many more.
Oh,
than
yeah.
That, but yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, this is a BuzzFeed article if you want to look it up yourself. It's called 19 Wild, Shocking, and Unbelievable CIA Documents That Have Actually Been Declassified.
I love that we've managed to co-opt like shitty listicle stuff into content for ourselves.
Yeah, I love it.
So the first thing, after 9/11, they had plans to make figurines that look like Osama bin Laden and give them to kids in South Asia. The thing is, these dolls, after being left in the sun for a certain amount of time, its face would peel off to reveal a demon-like visage with red skin, green eyes, and black markings. The objective was to scare kids and their parents so bin Laden and Al-Qaeda would lose support. And literally, there's a picture of it, and it actually looks like Darth Maul with a beard.
That would just become every kid's favorite toy. Yeah, word would spread in schools so fast. Like, hey, did you get one of those Bin Laden toys? Dude, leave it in the sun. It gets so much cooler.
For real. For real. I want one.
Yeah.
Straight up. I do. I want one.
I'll see if I can find one right now.
Also, in the same vein, you can actually go and download most of Osama bin Laden's hard drive off the CIA website. It's got a fair...
Osama bin Laden is what the kids called him in school when they were making fun of him for being fat.
Yo, so I did find some more information about these toys, actually. So first of all, I searched CIA bin Laden toys because I wanted one. And the first thing that comes up is from CIA.gov.
Wow.
The actual CIA website that is just CIA hatched plan to make demon toy to counter bin Laden influence. That is the headline on the CIA website. It was also called Operation Devil Eyes.
Wow, that sounds like a banger hit.
That was
Billie
Ghost
Eilish
Strokes,
would kill that song.
No, that was Ghost Strokes Ballad.
Featuring Billie Eilish, yes, you're correct. Yeah.
Looks like the only one that I can find was auctioned away in 2014 and went for like $2,500.
That makes sense. That does make sense.
So
it's either an heirloom or that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you can actually go to the CIA website and download Osama bin Laden's hard drive. It's got a fair few licensed movies, anime, games, and that sort of thing, all for anyone who wants to get it. So if you were interested in what Osama bin Laden watched, what anime he was into,
you can go. Laws are weird.
Yeah.
What's weird?
Laws.
Oh, yeah.
You can't download illicit material unless it's in a CIA document that they had to release to the public.
You wouldn't download a car. I wouldn't download Osama bin Laden's entire hard drive.
Unless it was released to you by the CIA.
So the next thing that the CIA did, one operative during the Cold War drew up a plan to have packets of extra large condoms labeled small dropped over the USSR. The idea was to lower the morale during the Cold War.
That would actually work 100%, yeah. And you all know it.
Absolutely. Absolutely that would work.
Not on everyone.
No.
But on enough men of that age and demographic that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a remarkable influence.
We're talking at least 20% less morale across the board.
You're going to get way less gold for that level.
Yeah.
So, the next one, Josh, I don't know if you'll enjoy it or it'll piss you off. Basically, the CIA put a microphone and a radio inside a cat and tried to release it into the Soviet embassy to wander around.
Yeah, I know the story. And it immediately got fucking hit by a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not only... It's actually more fucked up than you think. Not only did they put a microphone in a cat, but they discovered that cats are cats, so it wouldn't like listen to orders. It would get hungry and just wander off looking for food. So they put like another thing in its brain to make it not feel hunger.
Yeah, they tried to create a cyborg cat with least ethical science available to them at the time.
They literally did, and two CIA agents were like in a van that they released the cat out of, and it immediately got hit by a car.
You know what's actually funnier? No. Is there a second cat?
No.
Okay, because if that's the case, then it's actually funnier than that, because it was in the hotel for a bit. It recorded some things, but the fucking Russians were so suspicious of this weird-ass cat that nobody said any government secrets around it ever, and then it got hit by a car, like, very quickly. And, yeah, so that was a complete failure that they really did in real life.
Well, and the thing was, they had, like, so much metal in this cat that imagine the person that accidentally hit it stops and gets out and looks at it, and there's a fucking dead cyborg cat.
And it looks like somebody hit your car with a fucking baseball bat.
Right. And then, as you're looking at it, trying to figure out what the fuck is up with this weird-ass cat.
Why is it so heavy?
Two dudes in suits get out of the flower van that's parked across the street and start running towards you with malicious intent.
Yeah, you get attacked by two weird Americans.
Right. It's like, all of a sudden there's a hood over your head.
Or is it weirder if they just bag the cat and then drive off never to be seen again? No eye contact, no speaking, nothing. Just grab cat, get the fuck out.
Nah, because we're talking about Cold War CIA. They fucking bagged and dragged that dude. He's gone. Nobody knows who that guy is, for sure.
That's fair.
He is still hooked up to a car battery in Guantanamo Bay to this day.
Actually, fun twist. That guy also, that was a Russian spy. He actually had a cyanide pill. So.
Oh, true, true.
So in the Philippines...
That's actually how the cat died.
In the Philippines in 1950, the CIA conducted research to figure out what sort of myths and superstitions the Philippine people believed. They discovered that the Philippine people were afraid of vampires. So at one point, they disrupted a group by snatching a local man, murdering him, and putting teeth marks on his neck. Then they hung him upside down for his friends to find, which terrified the entire village. Now, this was all part of an effort.
I feel like go to hell, do not collect go, yeah. Do not collect two tokens from Charon or whatever.
Yeah. This was all part of an effort, and I only read this part because I want to say this man's last name. All part of an effort to elect Ramon Magsaysay as president, who basically acted as a puppet for the CIA, so much so that they wrote his speeches and directed his policy.
Least surprising part of the story.
Yep. So, I heard a quote the other day that was like, it's the U.S.'s policy to install dictators in foreign lands before dictators can destroy democracy.
Yep.
That has been our policy historically.
Yeah, the CIA is fucking monstrous.
No, they're not.
Still not the scariest letter agency, though.
That'd be NSA, wouldn't it?
Nope, the IRS.
Oh, yeah.
The IRS gets too much flack. It's not their fault. They're the collection agency. They give it to their people, and then the people who do with that money are the people who are the wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the reason the IRS is the scariest letter agency is, you know, we've heard time and time again of criminals who have pulled shit over on the FBI, they CIA, are the Terminators DEA.
The alphabet
you
boys.
Do not get shit past the IRS.
You're right.
Nothing. That's how they so got, many of the most dastardly criminals in world history.
They will find you.
Were caught for tax evasion.
Yeah, that's how they got Al Capone.
Murders. Exactly.
So
you remember the Panama Papers? That's almost how we got like 300 celebrities, bro. Like they yeah. were like, we're gonna scour these bitches.
I need to read about that because I've heard about the Panama Papers. I just haven't gotten around to looking into it yet.
Nothing technically illegal happened. It was just that so many celebrities. It was a highlight of how when you have a certain amount of money, you are basically instructed to do legal but immoral things with your money. Like putting them in offshore accounts and hiding them away in escrows and things so that the government can't take it. And the people were shocked about who all was on the list. But what they failed to understand at the time was that the list was really just an indication of how the banks and like how you get treated when you have real money, like rich fucking money.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was funny. Yesterday, Brandon was trying to find one of his W-2s so he can do his taxes, and he couldn't find it, and he was getting frustrated. And he was messaging me, asking me something, and he's like, I just don't want to go to prison for not doing my taxes. And I said, son, you are never going to go to prison. You will get a fine, if anything. You won't go to prison because you... So I said, don't worry, we'll get it fixed. But then he actually said... But it's also like, you know, I know the money's not going to go to where I want it to go. And I'm just like, yeah, welcome to adulthood.
Yeah. I don't know if this is true. So look it up, listener, if this is where you're at. Apparently, you can file your taxes and then put the amount that you owe, if you owe, into an escrow account that is labeled specifically as like civil, what it's like, not civil disobedience, but like civil protest. Some, mm-hmm. It's like a specific type of protest that you can do. You're like, basically you're saying you are not doing with my money what I say you should do. And I am technically supposed to be in charge as the voter. So as the taxpayer and the voter, so you cannot do it anymore. I've labeled it so that you cannot take this money anymore. Oh, that amount is now my protest to you. You don't get that. I'm not going to use it. It's sitting in this account, but you cannot have it.
That sounds like something that's the sovereign funny. Citizen come up with.
It, but it's that's sovereign citizens are like that because of the loopholes. It's, they think everything works like that, but everything doesn't work like that. There are specific things that are set up so that you're supposed to be able to do things civilly. I saw a thing
that said if you select the sovereign citizen trait at character creation, you'll receive extra dialogue options when interacting with law enforcement officials, but your speech checks will always fail.
Yeah.
What game Good. Is this?
It was just it's a just meme. A,
yeah.
Okay.
To All be right. clear, I don't think that these loopholes are good. I just, or bad even. I just think that we are supposed to be able to do things civilly,
mm-hmm.
but supposed to is doing a whole lot of work in that sentence.
Just real quick, because I have to bitch about this on like my public forum, which is only this podcast.
Free Palestine.
One of my coworkers just recently informed me. So her and her husband have been married for, or not married. They've been together for like a decade, but they're not married.
Mm.
He cannot work,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't get disability for not being able to work because he doesn't quite qualify, but yeah. you know, blah, blah, blah.
Don't know what that's like.
Yeah, exactly. So I found out because she was telling me she claims him on her taxes every year. Because they live together, even though they're not married, she's able to claim him on her taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that for 3 years, I could have been claiming my fucking ex.
Yeah. 100. And you should have been.
And I'm still pissed about it every single day. Capone, dude.
He's going ham right now. What in the hell?
He's going to flip my whole laptop over.
All right. I'm going to get back on track here. So according yeah. to the files, there have been there was 638 failed assassinations attempts on Fidel Castro.
Oh, these are all fun, too.
And I've
every
got a
single
few.
One of them.
So in 1960, they tried to poison his cigars. They asked the Chicago mob for help, and they said poison pills are the best. The mobsters hired a local assassin who gave them to an ice cream / milkshake parlor employee who was supposed to slip them into Castro's ice cream. When he tried to get the poison pills from the freezer, they were frozen solid on the coils of the freezer.
Jesus Christ, bro.
They planned to put explosives under a painted seashell, as Castro loved scuba diving and collecting seashells, but this plan was discarded as impractical. That same year, they contaminated a scuba diving suit for Castro with a fungus that should have given Castro a deadly disease. The person tasked with this, American lawyer James Donovan, who was negotiating the release of hostages after the Bay of Pigs invasion, ended up not being able to go through with it. They trained his lover to poison him, but she got cold feet.
I would too.
They had a James
Bond. I mean, if my lover was Fidel Castro, I wouldn't.
Get cold feet about what might happen if you fail?
Yeah. I'm black in America, bud. I don't.
Fair.
I don't get. Listen, I can't get cold feet when I'm driving and three cops pull up. Like, ain't no such thing. You know what I'm saying? It's life or death out here.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like if I was fucking like a crime boss. And the CIA came to me and was like, you're going to poison her to death. But I knew for a fact that she, like, you know, gave people Colombian neckties. I don't know.
What I would do is shoot him and then run away, hoping that I did not also get shot. if I did not get shot, or if I got shot and survived, I would change my name and face and everything else. I would transition.
That would be part of the deal with the CIA for sure. If they would have me do some shit like that, I'd be like, okay, but if and when I succeed...
Motherfuckers
would
be calling me Christine forever now. Like, I'm not fucking around. Like,
if and when I succeed, full witness protection, and I'm rich now. You understand? Like
100%. I do not have the riz to fuck a politician. So this is never going to happen.
No, historically, Republican politicians only like small white boys. So
That's true.
They had a James Bond.
Just let that hang in the air.
They had a James Bond-like idea of poisoning him with a tiny needle attached to a ballpoint pen. But the government official who was supposed to stab him with the needle threw the pen away because he was too afraid that he might accidentally poison himself.
Mitch.
They gave this man a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be James Bond.
And he during the height of James Bond.
Yes, exactly. When James Bond movies were like the highest grossing in America.
Like,
and he was like, I might accidentally stab myself.
Not just the movies. We forget there was a whole James Bond novel thing that happened before that.
I read the one where he was a kid.
James Bond Jr.?
No.
I think that was called Encyclopedia.
That's real.
Is it really?
No, you're thinking of the Hardy Boys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I loved Junie B. Jones. It was... I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was like his origin story, like when he was a kid.
Ah.
It was like Silverfish or something like that.
Oh, I don't know shit about the novels, yeah. I'll be honest. I just know that there was like, they were like a hit.
You want to know what's going to happen? If I don't Google it right now, Carly is going to message me a week from now and be like, it was the name of the novel. She does
letter.
Every single time. We get on a tangent about something and we can't remember the name of it.
Damn.
She will text me and be like, oh, you guys were talking about Green Hell or something.
Damn. If anybody wants to be my personal research assistant, just hit me up, you know? Like...
So finally, they had an idea to assassinate his character by spraying an LSD-like chemical into the broadcasting studio where he held his speeches. The idea was to make him look confused and unfit to rule, but the plan was abandoned as the chemical was considered unreliable.
It was called Silverfin.
Silverfin. CIA, what happened to bullets?
Those are too obvious.
Rat poison food.
So for one, they didn't want it to be tied directly to them. And two, they couldn't get close enough. He was too careful.
Hire a cartel member. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they tried the Chicago mob. You can't get much better than that.
You could. You could try the mob where he lives.
Yeah.
Like,
well, but see, he was too well connected there. So, fair. We're talking about like a 85% chance that no matter how much money they offer, the person's going to be like, hey, yo, buddy, Fidel, you're never going to guess who hit me up.
I got the bag, Fidel. I got the bag.
And more than likely, he was finders. Probably the leader of the mob where he lived.
That's valid.
So I'm going to do a couple more. One bad, and I'll find one funny to end with. So there was Operation Sea Spray. In 1950, the U.S. Navy secret biological warfare experiment in which Serratia marcescens and Bacillus globigi bacteria were sprayed over the San Francisco Bay Area in California to determine how vulnerable a city like San Francisco may be to a bioweapon attack. Between 1949 and 1969, open-air tests of biological agents were conducted 239 times. In 80 of those experiments, the Army said it used live bacteria that its researchers at the time thought was harmless.
Yeah, so if you think the CIA is no longer doing shit like this, you're an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we're going to have to get deep into it at some point, because I'll probably do it for like my next thing, maybe. MK Ultra was just as batshit insane.
Oh yeah.
That's actually yeah, they became like, convinced that LSD could be used for mind control.
Or like seeing the future or yeah. like the, it's wild.
Now, I'm not going to lie, when you're fucking 17 and you drop acid for the first time, you'll also think that acid can do those things.
Sure, and there is a something to be said for the way that humans aggregate knowledge. Like I know so much about math and like irrational numbers because for literally thousands of years, motherfuckers were drawing triangles. You know what I'm saying? Like, we build on that knowledge and then we get taught it younger so we can build on it more. And I understand that. But also, it wasn't that long ago and they knew that drugs were a mind-altering substance, not like a space and time-altering one.
Yeah.
Like, what? What? Huh?
So the last one
we're
gonna do, ironically enough, you guys joshed yourselves without even knowing it, is the Gateway Experience. Declassified documents from 1983 detailed the CIA's usage of harmonic resonance to gain access to the astral plane. It describes how the CIA used projection to create force fields around military bases, visit the future, and even talk to literal God. They called God the Absolute, which they claim is all of the universe compiled into a single point for a single moment in time, after which the universe re-expands.
I have it on good authority that the Absolute is actually a giant hive mind.
Spoilers.
Is it new enough? Is it still that new, you think?
I would say Baldur's Gate 3 is protected from spoilers forever, just because it's so good.
I'm going to disagree with you strongly on that one.
Also, I still have not gone back and finished it.
Really?
Yeah.
After all that crap
you were
talking about, how it was the greatest game ever, and you played for hours and hours and hours.
It is.
You didn't even bring yourself to say fucking
mind cult. It is. And I played it for like 120 hours in a month, Don. I burned out so hard.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I hit 200 before I even started, and then I started a second campaign and played like 30 hours of that. So I was just going to say it's a hive mind cult, which is not a major spoiler for the game. That's like the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of getting burned out, I started playing Black Flag again, but I'm only doing the story missions if I need it. Like, there was one you had to do to get the diving bell. So I got up to that mission to do the diving bell so I could, and I'm literally just sailing the seas and blowing shit up. And once I
get... Oh, man, I got to go. I got to go whaling in Black Flag again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny
because it was so fun.
I was just playing it, you know, and like I said, I wasn't doing the Assassin's Creed part of it. And Brandon came in, he's like, "What are you playing?" And I said, "Skull and Bones." And he's like, "Is it any good?" I'm like, "It's just not Skull and Bones. This is what Skull and Bones should be, but it's not Skull and Bones."
But, I was thinking about getting a
that'd be a good game.
I was thinking about getting a trial for Ubisoft. Their
Game Pass
monthly
thing.
Game Pass thing, yeah, just so I could play Skull and Bones for the exact amount of time that I want to play it, which is like 2 hours.
Not worth it.
But see, I remember
some other stuff on there I want to play.
I remember people shitting on Sea of Thieves when it first came out, and the same thing with like Fallout 76.
Yeah. So though games like that are my niche. I love when games come out in a garbage state. Because
nobody on this planet loved Pal World more than Josh. I promise you that.
No. I fucking love when games come out in like an incomplete, bare bones ass sandbox state. I love that shit.
Josh will text me and just be like, "This game looks like trash. I'm going to play it."
When Sea of Thieves came out, I was day one. You got a special eye patch in Sea of Thieves if you played on day one of the release.
Yep.
I have that eye patch. It is probably the game that I have played the single most hours of ever.
That's how you get a couple thousand. That's how you become like the dudes in the game that are like, how did he get this good at this game? Well, it's because he booted it up 37 seconds after it was released, and he never stopped playing. Like, he booted it up when the game was three buttons and the controls sucked. Yeah. Like, it's not a secret. It's just time and dedication to a
yeah,
thing.
Like, I was among the earliest people to hit Pirate Legend that weren't, like, streamers who did it for a living. Because, you know, some of them did it in, like, a month because they were effectively streaming it every waking second of their lives.
And there are now videos where you can watch people do it in, like, 8 hours and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. Because it's so, like, people do it as a speedrun category now. Yeah. Speedrunning Pirate Legend.
Yeah.
Whereas it took at least 100 hours of grinding when it came out.
Yep. It took me quite a while.
Because there were, like, three things that you could do in the game.
And I started, like, not early. I was like season 8 or something.
And then it was the same with Fallout 76 because it came out in such an incomplete state, but it had a really dedicated player base, and that's the shit that I thrive on. So, you know, me and a dude figured out the duping glitch, and we were like, ah, yes, this game is now about ruining the economy for this game by flooding it with expensive items to drive the price down.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me...
It's inspiring to see happen.
Let me finish this segment, but don't let me forget before we go, you talked about somebody who makes a living on the internet, and I need to talk about somebody who makes a living on the internet before we go.
Okay.
So the papers describing astral projection, quote, brought a psychic in and placed an envelope with coordinates and a time frame on it. They asked him to describe what he saw, and he described a dying planet where people had left to discover a new place that they could populate. It was revealed that the envelope contained coordinates on Mars in the distant past. It gets much more in-depth when he describes the large structures on Mars, but it's not very long and very much worth the read, but it doesn't go into it. So, yes.
I had forgotten we were talking about CIA psychics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's
you can't
very
make
rare.
A force field of astral projection. That's not how it works. Also, astral projection isn't a thing, really.
Nope.
So
not in the way that it's understood, at the very least.
You can dissociate all day.
Yeah.
You can't really astral project.
No.
It's not necessarily a thing.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about... And
it was...
It's,
Hold on. One quick tangent story before we get off of CIA mind reading. When I went to school in Colorado, there was this kid who smoked way too much fucking weed for his own good. And he was always fucking with, like, psychedelics and ecstasy and shit. He fried his brain at the age of 16.
Yeah.
Like, beyond reason. And he came to school one day telling me that he had learned how to astral project. And he came to my house last night and he saw me masturbating. And I was like, that's the safest bet you could have possibly said you saw me doing. I am 16.
Yeah,
and
bro.
I have my own room, like, and a laptop in there. Yeah, obviously. That's what I was doing, like, all night.
Okay. Are we in high school? Is that not what you're doing? Like,
I know for a fact that at the same time you told me you astral projected, you were masturbating.
It's certain. It's fucking 100%.
All right, that's...
So Don wanted to talk about internet.
Well, I just need to warn Josh that that's his second sex... Made me think about him and his penis twice this week. He's done. He can't do it again until next week.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm going to use up mine for Josh.
So I'm going to talk about somebody I know as soon as I say his name, both of you are going to be like, oh, Jesus Christ. Logan Paul.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy for real. And yeah, I know where you're going with this. I hope he gets his ass kicked.
He has challenged Mike Tyson to a boxing
match. Okay. I mean, yeah, I heard about this.
You heard the rules?
No.
Yes, Logan Paul is going to be wearing a headgear, so he can't get knocked out.
He can still get knocked out.
Well,
yeah,
it's not
impossible.
Mike Tyson has to weigh, I think, 180, I think it is, whatever heavyweight is. He has to weigh in before the match. Logan Paul does not. So that means Logan Paul can get as big as he wants. Mike Tyson has to be tested for drugs, for performance-enhancing drugs, before the fight. Logan Paul does not. And finally, Logan Paul's brother, Jake Paul, will be there as well, and Logan Paul can tag him in to take over the fight if things get too rough. So Mike Tyson, at 60 years old, is going to be fighting two 20-year-old guys who work out and wrestle and do all that shit, and everybody is still saying Mike Tyson is going to kill them both.
He probably could.
If he loses, I won't be surprised. This is just an exhibition match. They do this shit all the time. I hate, as much as I have the capacity to hate, actually, which is not much, but I very, very much dislike the Jake and Logan Paul duo. I hate
that they're the fucking popular worst.
I think they're the worst. I think their whole job is to convince kids that scamming is a viable opportunity for success, like a viable career path.
They are a plague on internet content creation. It is disgusting.
And I mean, not to sound too much like a 17th century person describing how bad French sounds to them, but like, I really do not like Jake and Logan Paul. I think they are terrible influences on their audience.
Yeah, which is specifically children. Intentionally children.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I have never seen one of their videos that wasn't another video talking about them. I've never gone and seeked out an actual Logan Paul video or Jake Paul.
Their content is trash.
Consistently, though, about 50%, that's an actual number that another YouTuber dug up, about 50% of their videos is plugging merch and things that they're currently... They're scams.
Yeah, they are the model for the fucking YouTube influencer meme. Yeah. Hey guys, buy my course. That's them. They did that.
Yep. However, in regards to the Mike Tyson thing, I've told this story before. When I was working at CVS, Mike Tyson and a friend of his or a manager or something, I don't know, I didn't recognize him. They came into CVS after he had had a match down in Miami. I don't know if they were taking the scenic route back up or whatever. They came into the fucking CVS in Fernandina.
Probably stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
Very well, probably. But Mike Tyson isn't super tall, and he's not even really that bulky anymore, but for whatever reason he just feels like a huge man.
Mm-hmm.
Vaguely intimidating as much as someone can be when you're is that the dude that bit off an ear? I can't quite tell. But he is an intimidating dude. I don't know. I feel like he could knock them both out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know shit about boxing.
I hope he could. I don't know if he... I don't know. Because, age is definitely a factor. He was a professional boxer, which means there's definitely brain damage. That's a given.
Yeah.
You know, 60 versus whatever Jake Paul is, 25? How old is he? 30?
Probably. Maybe 30.
Yeah. That's three decades worth of aging. And Jake Paul and Logan Paul have both been doing
actively training boxing. Yeah.
I don't know. They've been showing video of Mike Tyson training. Now, granted, it was from 3 years ago. Motherfucker could still move.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. He's a lifelong athlete.
That's a professional.
You said that the rules say he has to be 180 or less?
I think it's 180. 180 or 160. I can't see a boxer weighing 160, so probably 180.
He's 5'10", and he weighs 220 pounds.
Yeah.
There's no way he can get down to 180.
I think the
safely.
Way boxing weights work, weight classes work, is there's a minimum weight, and the maximum weight is if you tip over into the next category.
But
and then there's heavyweight, and then I think that's the biggest one.
Yeah, unless I know there's featherweight,
there
welterweight, and
heavyweight,
heavyweight
or something,
but I can't remember. Mm. All right, guys, so we're gonna wrap this up because we still got a main to record, and this is already almost a main episode length. So we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. We appreciate each and every single one of you. And
play Black Flag.
Yeah, go play Black Flag. Fuck Skull and Bones. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.